On University of Maryland Baltimore County Week, a healthy work-life balance can be difficult no matter where you ply your trade. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elizabeth Patton, associate professor of media and communication studies, examines how we portray work-life balance at home.
Why do Americans believe working at home is feasible, desirable, and productive? I started thinking about these questions in grad school as I tried to juggle my work and personal life. This experience led to my research that explores media representations of home offices in middle-class homes during the post-war period as a reflection of society's search for work-life balance. Starting from the early 2000s, TV shows like House Hunters and other renovation programs show a trend of people requesting home offices or additional room to double as a guest room and workspace. This trend can be traced back to sitcoms from the 1950s to the 1990s. However, during this period of time, the home office or study was typically portrayed as a masculine space reserved for the father. The TV dads in popular sitcoms such as Leave It to Beaver, The Brady Bunch, Growing Pains, The Cosby Show, and Full House were depicted as having a workspace in their homes to allow their wives to pursue their careers outside of the home. For instance, on Growing Pains, Dr. Jason Seaver, a psychiatrist, is portrayed as a caring father who manages his work from home while taking care of the kids and household while his wife works outside the home during the day. Although television sitcoms depicted working from home as an ideal scenario, the reality is quite different for many people, especially during the pandemic. Research has revealed that working from home has not provided the promise of work-life balance, especially for many women who had to juggle work with homeschooling or caregiving responsibilities. It has become evident that the issue of balancing work and life and the integration of work into the home has a deep-rooted history and continues to be a challenge we face today.
That was Elizabeth Patton of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.